Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
One of the things that we've been talking about is this monkeypox that is being identified. It's been identified in 15 countries, and it certainly has become quite a conversation piece.
Absolutely. So we're going to be talking now to Professor Lucille Bloomberg. I'm Bloomberg, and this is Bloomberg, who is a member of Right to Care and a South Africa Malaria Advisory Group, and the South Africa Malaria Advisory Group. Good afternoon, Professor.
Yes, good afternoon to both of you.
Hello, hello. What is monkeypox? And how worried do we need to be? Yeah. Because I'm neurotic. I get neurotic about prostate when I hear that there's, you know, an outbreak of prostate issues.
No. So monkeypox is a disease that's well known. Cases in Africa, Central and West Africa for many years since it was identified in the 1970s. Occasional exported cases to other countries through travel. But now we have this outbreak in people who've not traveled to the usual areas. And we have about 92 confirmed cases, 28 suspected ones in a number of countries throughout the world. Do you need to be worried? Well, we need to be vigilant for cases. I think the risk is moderate. You have to look at how it's spread and understand what can be done.
What can be done. So, Professor, the difference between smallpox, right, and monkeypox, can you explain to us what actually is the difference?
So they're the same family of viruses, the orthopox viruses. As you know, smallpox, the eradication was a great triumph due to really incredible efforts and a wonderful vaccine, and also that there were no reservoirs in animals. And the last cases were in 1977 or so in the Cook in Somalia, and South Africa hasn't seen smallpox since the 1970s, maybe even a little earlier than that. So they are related in terms of the group they belong to, but they're very different in how they are transmitted. You know, many of us who were a little older, who are a little older, were also vaccinated against smallpox.
Against smallpox, yes. Is there any vaccine currently available for monkeypox?
So there's a stock of smallpox vaccine. It is several million doses, really because of concern about smallpox for germ warfare. So there was just strategic stock held, and also some drugs identified and manufactured to respond to any smallpox threat. And smallpox vaccine actually will protect against monkeypox. In fact, it can be used in response to an outbreak. And the same drugs that were used and developed for smallpox can be used to treat for monkeypox. The actual strain that's been identified as outbreak is a West African strain. Very low mortality, less than 1% of patients will succumb. So, you know, it's not like smallpox from that respect.
And in your opinion, Professor Bloomberg, in 2018, I think, or 2017, it could have been somewhere around there, there was this massive outbreak of measles. How come that didn't make news in the same way that monkeypox is?
Yes, you're absolutely right. So, you know, diseases that have been around for a long time don't seem to have the headlines. And that's a great shame because measles may well reappear. I think we've let our vaccine program slip a bit, especially with COVID. And measles is a very serious disease in young children. When I was working in critical care, the commonest admission cause to ICU was measles in children. Yeah. And measles vaccine has been very effective in reducing that problem. So don't forget the vaccines for important common diseases that are preventable.
Yeah, that MMR. I mean, do you know if schools still insist on children providing vaccination certificates and cards before they go, that they have to have had the polio and they have to have had the MMR and they have to have had all their boosters?
Yes, I think schools vary in their requirements. It's not a compulsory requirement, but I think it's a really important one. And these last 2 years of COVID, many of our programs have not been addressed appropriately, and we really need to do catch-up very quickly, or we will have another measles outbreak. I think that's absolutely critical.
Professor Blumberg, thank you so much for that. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. And I know that just generally everyone is concerned with monkeypox and what they're hearing, and is this possibly another COVID? And
no.
There's just general fear around.
I
think that's reassuring. I think that's what everyone needs to hear. So, Professor Lucille Blumberg, member of the Right to Care and South Africa Malaria Advisory Group, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you
so much. Have a wonderful afternoon.